thoughts in your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hedden.
Hello!
Full bank of phone calls. We're going to get to those coming up at the bottom of the hour. Krista Fremming, the tobacco program director of the North Dakota Department of Health, on why they are sponsoring the Fargo Gay Pride March in the name of tobacco cessation.
A few questions we have on the table, but obviously you can call about anything you'd like to talk about today on the program. One is these checkpoints. We put up on our Facebook page a couple of examples of a sobriety checkpoint for one last week that went viral, where a youngster, 21 years old, just rolled down his window about an inch or two, and the law enforcement officer went crazy. We had a former California law enforcement officer call last hour and say, hey, totally on law enforcement. They blew it. They made us look bad here. The other one was a California checkpoint for illegal immigrants. And in that case, the individual wouldn't even roll down the window. They ultimately busted the window in, detained the guy for 12 hours. Both of the stories and the actual video up. Our question, whose side are you on? Who's right here? Law enforcement trying to, you know, keep drunks off the road or illegal immigrants from our workplaces? Or, the freedom fighters or guys pulling the stunts with the video in the car to try and provoke these and become the latest YouTube sensation. Also, story of the update on yesterday's story on the dogs. Law enforcement did confirm that they shot all the dogs on site, and that upset some people yesterday.
And now we have that new dog story.
We do. 140 dogs.
It was 170 some.
Was it? Yeah, Wheatland, North Dakota. Forgotten already how many dogs over there. Dogs. But anyway, so let's go. Sean, Bismarck, you're up. But oh, the other one I forgot, and we have one suggestion ready. Likely put Kevin Kramer in the hot seat every week just to take calls. Who else do you want in the hot seat? Somebody suggested Ted Nugent. He's fun. I've had Ted on a number of times.
He's a good guy.
He is. So we'll add him to the list, but who else you want in there? Anyway, sorry. Sean Bismarck, you're first to go at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
All right. I called in yesterday about the whole dog thing, and I think a couple of listeners kind of took what I had to say as I was taking out of context. I was called liberal and thinking that animals had the same rights as people. I totally did not mean that. Totally not a liberal left-winger, right-wing conservative all the way. And a second question I have for you guys, I'm a younger citizen, around 25. I am wanting to get involved in the local political scene more. How do I go about doing that?
I'd first familiarize myself with what's going on, really understand the issues, right? And then maybe run for office. You know, maybe run for a city council post or a county commission post or, you know, a legislative seat that's open or, you know, I mean, I think that's wonderful.
You know, you can always get involved, too, by going to the political offices of whatever party you're affiliated with and getting in on some of the grassroots. That's a great way to learn the political system is get on some of the grassroots campaigns and be one of the people out in the field.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I got a political sciences major and I, you know, I've always been involved with politics in my local level and stuff like that before, but I want to be more and more involved, you know, and I just didn't know what avenue to go.
Sean, I'm kind of getting the sense also that you were getting a little bit of pressure from some of your friends rather than all of our listeners that were taking some of your comments yesterday, maybe a little out of context. We're getting a little pressure from...
A lot of people I know listen to the program, and they kind of jumped me pretty hard for that.
Did they really?
Yeah, they know how I stand on a lot of views and points, and they ask me, what were you trying to get across as a point there?
I kind of had that sense a little bit, Sean. Thanks for the phone call. Feel free to call back anytime. Let's go to Fred in Tioga. What's on your mind today, Fred?
Good morning. Those dogs that were destroyed the other day?
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of people don't realize is once a dog is chased with the blood, whether it be chasing wild deer or chasing cattle or lamb or a person, they are not retrainable. I don't care how much you go into it. It's easier to retrain an alcoholic, not straight, than it is to retrain a dog of that nature. So if anyone's giving the officer slack for that, they need to back off and understand where they're at. So that's my comment there.
I draw the line a little bit on that, on the retraining part about with the people as far as chasing game, whether it's lamb or calves or deer. I'll agree with you on that, Fred.
Okay.
But at the point that a dog's attacking people, do you want to even bother retraining it at that point? Probably not.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
I think the only real controversy, it sounded to me like, you know, was, you know, whether or not they were too quick to act. In other words, you know, take the dogs, evaluate the dogs, assess them, and then make the decision on whether they ought to be put down. The sheriff is obviously defending this today, saying, hey, my men were in danger. These things were running all over the place. And so they plugged them on the spot. But, you know.
If the dogs have worked as a pack before and you try and retain them, they will get back into a pack as soon as they can. They will get back to a pack and work together as a pack again somewhere else.
Well, they are pack animals. I mentioned that yesterday. Dogs are pack animals. They belong in a pack. That's their social construct. That's why people only have a couple of dogs, not 177 like that case in Wheatland. That to me is just. I would like to hear from some people that do breeding, or why else would you have 177 dogs? 170 some, if whatever that number is, other than the fact that you're either running a puppy mill or you have a serious deficit somewhere, and it's a hoarding situation.
Well, and then worst case in that, there is the people that are holding them were not taking good care of them, it sounds like it, and should be under criminal prosecution for that.
Do you take care of 177 dogs unless you're reaping some sort of financial benefit off of that? And that's what makes me a little suspicious. Well, that's what makes me a little suspicious about it being a puppy mill.
Fred, appreciate the call. Thanks. Hope things are going great in Tioga today. Be up there later today. Looking forward to it, as a matter of fact. All right, back to the phones, 800-228-0550. Let's go to Valley City. Gene, what's on your mind, Gene?
Oh, we lost Gene.
Gene, say it ain't so. Crying out loud.
Actually, Gene wanted to talk about something, too, that we haven't brought up yet that...
Are you going to speak for Gene?
No, I'm not going to speak for Gene, but the point that he was bringing up was the country of origin labeling. And that's going to be an interesting little discussion. We'll probably bring that up somewhere down the road.
We haven't talked about this, but there's some breaking news on the Farm Bill. Evidently, they have twisted enough arms to ensure they have the votes for a farm bill that would be just the farm programs.
That's the Bakken bill.
The famous...
the Bakken Amendment.
Yes. I wanted to call it the Broken Record Amendment because Mr. Bakken, you're...
Hey, right is right and wrong is wrong. And to me, I look at it now as I can see where the nutrition program side of politics don't want to be associated with the farm bill or do want to be associated with the farm bill because now that it's out in the open and if you separate the two... Everybody can see how much pork and see how much money is spent on just the nutrition programs. Where there's that much transparency, you can start seeing where you can make cuts and increase efficiencies. I'm not saying you need to make cuts in the programs, but I'm pretty sure you can probably clean up some places.
By the way, President Obama's already threatened a veto on this. So if they pass it, and you have a House-passed farm bill and a Senate-passed farm bill and a presidential...
I can say I was vetoed by the president?
Vetoes, right. Exactly right. anyway, we want to know what you think about this idea of splitting up the farm bill. Looks like there could be a vote as soon as today. And Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Federation, I guess, are opposed to the effort. So we want to know who's right and why. One of the questions I was hoping to ask...
I want to hear from the farmers and ranchers out there that just want that safety net and then the open market.
By the way, there's one other piece of this, that there's some talk that it wouldn't be a five-year deal. In other words, that's another ruse. They do a five-year farm bill, and then they have this wrangling and everything else, but it would be permanent. It basically would... because right now what happens is it expires, and then if they don't pass anything, it reverts back to 1940 law. My understanding of some of the negotiations and how this will be voted on is just a standalone permanent program that sits there was one of the things they did to...
You're going to have to tweak it. I don't know how you can set those numbers and just let them stand.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see.
Markets change.
Might be a vote as soon as today. So stay tuned for that. I also sense that Gene was in Valley City. He's not there anymore. I wanted to ask him what he thought about the idea of the theater in Valley City being... a recipient of some Bank of North Dakota economic development dollars. So this is getting to be a growing trend to save theaters. And we have a question up on our Facebook page about that as well. Valley City looking to the Bank of North Dakota to help save their movie theater. To use Lisbon used a USDA grant to save theirs. And there are economic development type programs for this kind of, you know, thing that fit in for criteria. But when the United States of America is broke...
It's a lot of core dollars.
Should tax dollars be used to save a rural movie theater? Where was it, Page, where they had a fundraiser to save one?
Well, I kind of equate it to the post office a little bit. If you're going to have a movie and you're going to have $9, $10 a bucket popcorn and $12 for a movie ticket, you know, raising the prices are not going to put more butts in the seats. Just like raising the price on stamps are not going to get people to buy more stamps.
Gene's back. So, Gene, you got a half a minute to let us know what's on your mind in Valley City. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Scott.
Gene, hang on. We're not going to be able to do you justice here before the break, so just hang on. We'll talk about the movie theater issue and your question on country of origin labeling after this. And more of your calls welcome at 800-228-0550. With Steve Bockett, I'm Scott Hennon. This is What's on Your Mind.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark and West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. We've got some breaking news coming up in just a few minutes, but Gene in Valley City didn't have a chance to hit you before the break. What's up?
Good morning. Country of origin labeling. About two farm bills ago, country of origin labeling was passed and signed into law. Okay. Far enough back so that what happened to cool country of origin labeling was that the Bush administration cut the funding for it. So it was never implemented. Now it's back in the farm bill to be discussed or tied onto the farm bill. And the Meat Institute and seven others are suing to keep it out of there. Now, let's just get one thing straight here before we go any farther. We already have country of origin labeling in this country. Go to any Walmart and pick up any item and pick up and look for the little yellow sticker. We have country of origin labeling. Why can't we have country of origin labeling on a piece of meat? When they came out with the idea, I said it's impractical. There's you can find 400 different DNAs in a hamburger at McDonald's. So how do you put a label on that?
You know, the biggest thing, Gene, is what's the cost of the consumer? You know, does my steak come from a rancher just across the border in Saskatchewan, or a rancher in North Dakota, or a rancher in Montana? All I care is it's one of our friendly countries that's regionally.
Now you just brought up another issue, and that's our beef checkoff dollars. Do the producers in Saskatchewan match our checkoff dollars to promote beef in this country, or are they getting a free ride in advertising at our meat counters?
Yeah, that's another valid point. Whether it's the beef, the pork, the soybeans, it doesn't matter. Is the dollar spent equitable for the advertising? The biggest thing I look at is it's going to add a lot of cost to the consumer, because when you have to label something, they're not going to pay for it. They're going to pass that on down the line.
The ranchers are going to be the ones paying for it.
Absolutely.
Not the consumer. The consumer isn't going to bear any more cost at the meat counter.
Sure they will.
You just mentioned another, well, here's an example of why they won't. You just brought up another issue. Pork. Pork has stolen our ribeyes, our sirloins, and our T-bones, and our New York cuts. If you want to check into that issue, I suggest you call Western Ag Reporter, Billings, Montana. You can get them online. And you need to get Leo McDonald on your show. Somebody like that.
Who was that, Gene? You broke up a little bit there.
You need to get somebody like Leo McDonald from RCAF on your show. Last year at this time, there was a wonderful, wonderful presentation at Kiss Livestock in Mandan about all these issues.
All right, last question before you. And I made a note. Leo McDonald, you said, right?
Yep.
All right.
Somebody like me, Leo McDonald, to speak for the cattle people.
Sure. No, we'll make a point of adding that to our list of to-dos.
I kind of circumvented the system, though, because the price of beef to me got so expensive it turned into a treat rather than a staple in my diet. And I said, screw this. I go to a rancher and buy a half a cow.
Yep, that's my point. Not every consumer can do that. And I got a note for Scott. Scott, I'm going to have to eat this pie here before the calorie police show up. So,
is that an invitation to eat some pie?
Well, don't you remember?
Did you invite me for pie, and I've not taken you up on it yet? That's a rare occurrence, but it might have happened.
No, you didn't come for pie.
Well,
you were invited for pie, but you never made it. So, you know, you're going to have to eat it before the calorie police show up.
Color me stupid and keep my name on that sucker, okay?
I'm always up for pie.
No kidding.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call very much. I'll get to this breaking news story. We forgot to ask somebody.
I'm a little disappointed in you, by the way.
Why is that?
Because you passed through Tower City and you didn't stop and pick up pastries.
Well, you like those, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Or to stop at his house. So, my bad. What an invite. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate it. The case we've not spent much time talking about, the Trayvon Martin case. It's breaking news on that. You referenced the breaking news. The evidently, judges ruled that the jurors in that murder trial can consider lesser charges of manslaughter. So, That was a bit controversial. But because, quite honestly, they charged murder, right? And haven't done a very good job by most legal experts' assessment of the case. And now they still could get, obviously, this is an acknowledgement that they're not faring so well in court, so they're going to go for a lesser charge.
I don't understand why they don't have to retry the case with a different charge.
Yeah. No kidding.
Or if that's even possible. You know, where double jeopardy falls under that. You know, it's incumbent upon the prosecution to look at the facts and see what you can charge out and then see what you can prosecute. And if they didn't do a good job with the murder charge, you can't go and change it. And I'm not that versed with the legal system, but to me that doesn't seem right, being able to change the charge midstream.
I don't like it. One iota. Let me get some answers to our questions on the Facebook page we've been asking. Whose side are you on these DUI checkpoints? Adam says DUI checkpoints, 100% unconstitutional, period. Susan says citizen journalists for sure. Cops in general are becoming unconstitutional. Don says, I, for the life of me, do not understand how checkpoints are unconstitutional. They are not tricking you into drinking and driving. Sounds like people just yelling victim because they got caught doing something they shouldn't have been doing in the first place. So she says, hey, I'm with law enforcement on this one. We have them up on our Facebook page asking you what side you're on. Is it a stunt? There's some of it's a stunt. Some of it's designed to be a YouTube sensation. Why else would they have video cameras in there, right? I mean, they're testing the limits of where their rights are. So we asked also yesterday, as he does every week, Congressman Kevin Cramer joined the show for an hour, took your calls on any issue. Who else would you like to have us put on the hot seat on a regular basis? Ted Nugent. John Hovind and Heidi Heitkamp, says Yana. Good luck. Carmen says, I second that, Yana. She wants John Hovind and Heidi Heitkamp. Christine wants Obama. You better get him on since he's dissing your Bakken amendment to that farm.
If he vetoes my amendment, we're going to have words.
Yeah. Valley City looking to the Bank of North Dakota to save their movie theater. Lisbon using a USDA grant and some local fundraising to save theirs. Should tax dollars in any way, any shape, any form be used to save dying rural movie theaters? That's another question you can answer. Lots of folks weighing in on that one today. That and a few others. Always welcome you at the What's On Your Mind radio Facebook page or on the phone. All right. Speaking of tax dollars, should they go for gay pride events?
Or any other event.
There you go. Talk about that next. Don't go away.
Right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. Privacyradio.com.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look
what's in your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Story that came up concerning the North Dakota Tobacco Program, spending money on a Fargo Gay Pride March in the name of tobacco cessation. And joining us now, Krista Fremming, the Tobacco Program Director for the North Dakota Department of Health. Krista, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I want to first know what tobacco program is. I mean, we hear a lot about ND quits and we hear about tobacco cessation, but just give us a 30,000-foot view of what this program is all about, what it does.
Sure. Well, here at the Department of Health, we concentrate on cessation, helping people to quit through our program, ND quits. And then we also work with disparate populations as it relates to their tobacco use. There is another tobacco agency in the state, the Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy. A lot of times people get the two agencies confused. That agency works more on policy efforts related to smoke-free public places and housing, and they also provide grants to local public health units to do work at the community level. So at the Department of Health, we are the cessation experts, if you will.
And what is a disparate population?
A disparate population is really any population that has tobacco use rates that are higher than the general public. Some of these populations include the LGBT community that we'll be discussing today, American Indians, blue-collar workers, pregnant women in our state smoke at higher rates than other pregnant women across the country. Those are just a few examples.
So are you spending money on those as well?
Yes, we certainly are.
How are you funded? These are taxpayer dollars, right?
Yes, they are taxpayer dollars. The funding for the support of the Fargo-Moorhead Pride event is through the Centers for Disease Control, which is a federal agency that uses federal tax dollars to support state health department tobacco programs, including ours. So the funding is through the CDC, and this is one of their strategic goals is for health departments to reach out to populations such as the LGBT community.
Is there ways to do that other than saying, here's $2,500, and I believe that was the amount, right? I mean, maybe just tell us what exactly the CDC gives the state of money for that then goes to the city of Fargo for, in this case, a Fargo Gay Pride event. What was the price paid? What do you get in return?
You're right. We are contributing $2,500 to the event this year, and that will enable us to have an exhibit booth at the Pride in the Park event that is part of the whole festivities, I guess. And then we also They provide a link to ND Quits on their website, as well as an advertisement in the program that all the attendees receive.
So the $2,500 is more than just the booth space.
it's for advertising for our ND Quits program as well.
Because typically for an event like this, we had an emailer that sent in that travels around the country on different exhibits, and he said the booth space for something like this typically would be in the $300 to $500 range, not the $2,500 range for a booth in Fargo, North Dakota, for an event like this.
I guess I'm not totally familiar what the average space for a booth goes, but like I said, this is for more than a booth, and that's the price that they gave us.
Is this common for the Department of Health to take these funds and sponsor these types of events all throughout the state? In other words, are you doing anything different for this gay pride event than you would for other like-minded events or for other target populations?
No, this is really no different than what we do to reach other populations that use tobacco at a higher rate. For example, next month we will be exhibiting at the Bakken Expo in Minot, which targets people who work in the oil field, because we know that those folks have higher tobacco use rates than the general population. We also recently exhibited at the Women's Health Conference in Fargo, because pregnant women in our state smoke at higher rates than the general population. So, no, this is not out of the norm for the health department. What we do is look at, you know, what does the data show us as far as tobacco use rates, and then try to target those populations. It's really as simple as that.
We're talking with Krista Fremming, the Tobacco Program Director for the North Dakota Department of Health, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Krista, do you go through different opportunities around the state and look at where smoking could be targeted? Or do they come to you and go, hey, we've got an event going on, we'd like to have you have a booth at the event? How does that process work on how do you pick and choose where you're at?
You know, it's both. If an event comes across our desk that makes sense for us to exhibit at, like, for example, the Bakken Expo, I saw a TV advertisement for that and thought, huh, that'd be a really good place for us to be at. So, you know, it's both. If an organization approaches us with a request and it makes sense because we know that the population who will be at the event has higher tobacco use rates, then we certainly will consider it. I don't think that there's any magical formula, though. We take it day at a time.
There's been a fair amount of coverage of this particular issue, specifically saying, hey, I don't want my tax dollars going to a gay pride event. You've defended that by saying, hey, we're there not because we necessarily support the event, but because we're trying to target a vulnerable population that would well receive a tobacco cessation message or be a good target for those dollars. What do you say to people who don't like the idea of their tax dollars being used to support something akin to a gay pride agenda?
You know, I certainly can see both sides of the argument. You know, I guess it's a little bit difficult in situations like this when our funder, the Centers for Disease Control, places outreach to the LGBT community as a priority. That puts us in a situation where we need to carry out the goals of our funder, and also try to remain sensitive to the needs and desires of citizens in our state. So it's a balancing act. I think the general public probably doesn't know that the LGBT community smokes at rates 68% higher than the general population. I think when people come to understand that, then it makes a lot more sense that we would be exhibiting at an event like this.
Let's go to some callers. Kent in Mandan, you have a question for our guest.
Yeah, I want to know how much they're paying for the Bakken Expo and the other expos or other booths that they set up. Because I have my own business, and I have set up at the Bismarck Sports Show and the well, I don't know what the names of them are, but it's at the Civic Center, and we typically pay around $500. I don't remember exactly, but you know, we get those extra things too, like a listing on the website and a little blip in the newspaper and the website.
All right, how do they compare? What do you pay for the Bakken event and women's health events that you mentioned as comparisons?
For the Bakken, you know, I don't have the figure right in front of me. I want to say it is somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000. The women's expo, I would have to look at that. I don't know off the top of my head.
But are there others paying $2,500? Do you know? I mean, are you in some exclusive category at the Gay Pride event, or is this the rack rate, if you will?
This is the rate. If you wanted to be on the website as well as have an advertisement in their program, this is the standard rate. We are not paying more than any other organization would for the same publicity, if you will.
All right, if you could, Kristen, maybe just get us so we can pass on for Kent and the listeners the rates of the other ones so we can fairly compare. Kent, fair question. Appreciate the call. Adam in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind for a guest from the State Health Department. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, my main concern is if we're getting this money from federal tax dollars and the federal tax dollars are funded by tobacco sales, why would we be trying to stop people from smoking and stopping that tax revenue? Why are we not letting these adults make their own decisions instead of reaching out to these quote-unquote high-risk groups who, like I said, they're adults. They can make their own decisions. It boggles my mind. Thank you.
Krista?
You know, while I appreciate the comment, I think it's also important to understand that tobacco use costs all of us money, not just the people who are buying the tobacco products, because people who smoke and use other forms of tobacco have much higher health care costs than the general population. And so if you have insurance and you're not a smoker, for example, the smokers who are having heart attacks, who are having other health conditions related to their smoking, are costing you money because the insurance companies aren't going to absorb those costs. They're going to pass it on to the consumers. I also think that it's important to understand that that we are not forcing anyone to do anything, and that most people who smoke want to quit. Research supports that. And so all we're doing is simply educating the public about a service that's available to help them quit if they want to. No one has to. Tobacco is still certainly a very legal substance in our nation, and if people want to use tobacco, they can. But when it comes time for them to want to quit, which nearly all tobacco users do, they need to be aware of what's available to assist them.
Chris, it seems like that's such a high rate, though, considering you have other events when you're going to reach a bigger population that are going to cost less money.
Like I said, we try to be strategic with the advertising and promotion dollars that we have, and we feel that, you know, because the LGBT community smokes at rates higher than most any population or group in our state, that this makes sense.
Thanks, Krista. We appreciate the time today. Krista Fremming, Tobacco Program Director, North Dakota Department of Health. When we come back, the law enforcement officials in that DUI checkpoint have put out a statement. We'll hear it next.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
If you've got a smell that's making you crazy, we've got a solution, and it's North Dakota made. Daryl is on the line from the Zeeland, North Dakota company that has a great product that destroys odors. And we're talking the worst of the worst. Mold, musty smell, skunk smell, pet odors, smoke, the works. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. We found out after research and development for 5 years, chlorine dioxide that we manufacture in Zeeland will destroy the odor molecule permanently. And we don't put fragrances in our products for one reason. Why put a fragrance in? All it does is mask the odor. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee, or we'll give your money back on any type of odor in any vehicle, car, camper, any confined space, or out in the open. We can get rid of the smell. Let us help you take care of your odor problems.
Our listeners are raving about it. Call and join the odor-free team. 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go to the website stopsmellnow.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Normal or nuts Friday tomorrow. I can hardly wait. Who's normal? Who's nuts? You might be able to say, and you thought I was nuts about splitting up that farm bill from farm programs to nutrition programs, and look how they voted.
Now I have my own amendment.
We'll have to see what happens today. We're watching that one close, and there's another of our Facebook questions, so check that out. We've spent a fair amount of time today talking about a couple of viral videos at law enforcement checkpoints. One in California at a immigration checkpoint. The other one last week that was all over the place was a sobriety checkpoint where a youngster rolled down his window just a little bit.
It was about 6 inches. It was more than just a
enough to
a
communicate.
Crack. Yeah.
Yeah, it was enough to communicate. And
did perfectly well.
Law enforcement officer comes up and says, roll the window the rest of the way. No, I don't want to. Anyway, we had a former law enforcement officer call last hour to say this kind of behavior by law enforcement is bad news. Well, the sheriff in this case has spoken out on it now. We have a news report from one of the television stations on this, and share it with you just so you can hear whether or not they're defending this. This is News Channel 5. I don't even know where that checkpoint was. Do you know?
It was down south somewhere.
Was it? Okay. Roll that, if you would, Darren. Tennessee, did you say? Okay, yeah, in Tennessee. Here's News Channel 5 in Tennessee and their report about the sheriff's response to the behavior in that particular case.
For just $99, Hiller checks out your heating system.
First, we'll sell them some heating systems. That's okay. We don't mind, do we, Steve?
Not at all.
No, yeah. All right, here's the report without the heating ad.
The public trust is very fragile, and these type of situations, it fractures that public trust.
In a News Channel 5 exclusive, the Rutherford County Sheriff speaks out about a controversial YouTube video. That video went viral. By now, millions have seen the Rutherford County deputy accused of violating the constitutional rights of a driver at a DUI checkpoint.
The outcry has led to death threats. Now, for the first time, Sheriff Robert Arnold is talking. He spoke exclusively with News Channel 5's Nick Barris. Nick, he took his time.
He really did, and a lot of people have been waiting to hear from him. This checkpoint took place 6 days ago on July 4th. Now, the sheriff is defending his deputy, his department, and the DUI checkpoint.
How you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
What road are you on today for me?
This is fine, sir.
Do what?
This is fine.
That's fine.
Yes, sir.
Why is that fine?
And that is how it started. A video of a DUI checkpoint stop in Rutherford County on July 4th. Last count on YouTube, nearly 4 million hits.
I was very surprised it went viral.
Pull right over to the other side and stop the vehicle.
As Sheriff Robert Arnold watches the video, he worries what those millions of people take away from it.
What they're getting here is a one-sided bias view.
The video, made by a member of the Libertarian Party, accuses the sheriff's deputy of violating his constitutional rights. The driver broke no laws, but was detained against his will for questioning.
Do you believe your deputy violated the constitutional rights of this driver?
No. He did not trash his constitutional rights.
That's fine.
Yes, sir.
Why is that fine?
Arnold says his deputy was suspicious after the driver did not fully roll down the window, reason enough to believe he might be hiding something.
That is enough right there, probable cause, to ask the gentleman to pull over to the side of the road.
Deputies also removed the driver to search the car. The driver questions if the drug dog really hit on anything to merit a search. Arnold says the dog did hit three times in the same spot.
And so at that time, that's what gives them the probable cause to enter the vehicle.
Deputies found no drugs and the driver was allowed to leave.
The past few days, we've had phone calls from all over the world.
Viewers of the video had flooded the sheriff's department with angry calls. The sheriff is dealing with death threats.
I personally have had phone calls at my house threatening to decapitate my children.
But Sheriff Arnold stands by his deputy who remains on the job.
We get the gist of it. They're standing by it. And, you know, to be outraged about somebody infringing on your rights and then saying, I'm going to decapitate your children, I mean, that's pretty dumb.
You know, bottom line, the practical side of this is if you go out looking for trouble and you get it, okay, you got it. You got what you were looking for. Don't complain about it afterwards.
We have two of these videos up, one at an immigration checkpoint in California, this other one in Tennessee, the sobriety one. Check them out and weigh in. We've asked who's right. There is a part of me that gets really irritated with these guys that are out there trying to get themselves on YouTube with 4 million views, right, and succeeded.
It's a stunt at that point. It's just a stunt. It's not digging into an issue.
And most of the callers, we spent a lot of time on this the first hour in case you missed it, but a lot of the callers did side with law enforcement in this, saying, hey, they're out there trying to do a job. The reason I asked the question to start the program was that this, you know, it's tough because in both these cases, these people are, clearly not having done anything wrong. They are stunting a little bit because they got the video cameras rolling and everything else.
A lot,
but
okay.
It begs the question: where's the line, and who's right? I am going to side with law enforcement in both cases because I think their number one objective is less illegal immigrants, less drunk drivers, and are pushing right up against every tool available to them to try and make that happen.
But if you go looking for a problem and you find that problem, and you have consequences to finding that problem, you get no sympathy from me. You went looking for trouble and you got it.
Yeah. They did that. And, you know, it's sort of a lesser than two evils kind of deal, too,
it
right?
Is.
Because nobody's on this program and go, hey, you know, I want more drunk drivers out there, more illegal immigrants. Not from the audience we hear from. On the other hand, they want it, they want their little rights respected as well. Interesting debate. All right. Got to do it all over again tomorrow, I guess, right?
Are you nuts or normal?
That and more on the Friday edition. God bless you. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.